picture.
You said you'd be coming back this way again.
Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just the chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closing soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you more. And Victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch the subject. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
You don't know how to keep your man happy. I'm telling you, because it's desire you want. You don't want the guy to just fucking, like, be into you because you want him to. You want him to love you and shit. Here's how you do it. First of all, first thing you do, don't ever talk to him. Don't talk to him ever. Just shut the fuck up. Just don't, with your nonsense, don't talk. Just don't talk. He'll love you if you leave him in the fucking room. Secondly, in the bedroom, you gotta be a $15 hooker. Disgusting. You gotta embarrass your parents. You gotta be shit that's, you gotta do horrendous, horrendous shit in the bedroom. You have to. If you don't, he's gonna leave you. Cause we need filth. We're visual. We're visual. So you have to be a whore and like, you ever have a woman with dignity all the time? Like, she always has self-respect, and you're trying to push her head down in the pillow and lift her ass up, and she's like, gets into some civil rights shit where she won't go down. Like, and she's looking at you like, you ain't going to subjugate me and put me, enslave me. Now, I don't even argue no more. I don't even get, as soon as I feel that shit, I just take both arms and pull them back and her head just. Now, I tried to give you the opportunity for us to be a partnership.
Wow. I'm gonna that was a great clip. I have to work on my $15 hooker. Get up.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Hey, every woman should.
Here we are again. On a very,
what's up?
Very
the emotion picture.
Yes. Welcome, everyone.
That was Patrice O'Neal. For all those who have been living in a cave somewhere on Pluto. And everybody else, I'm Victorious. This is Victorious, and to my left is my girl Jet Set and Jasmine. Jazz, what's going on?
Hello, hey Vic. Everything is going well. I am here again on the mean streets of Clearwater.
Okay. I heard it's bad down there.
Well, you know, normally it isn't. Normally it isn't that mean. However, we had the mayor from the 305 in our area, who was also on our show last week in town. So it did get a little dangerous.
Trick Daddy. Shout out to Trick Daddy.
And all his friend girls.
Can talk.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. You know, he's not as talkative. He's not as talkative face-to-face, though, I must say.
No, I hear that.
Yeah. But more importantly, how was your weekend? Where you been?
My weekend was good. I actually got out of this crazy post-Thanksgiving traffic, and I was in Pennsylvania this weekend. As some of you know, this is, you know, I was commemorating the passing of my father and grandmother, who they actually passed around the same time this month. So, you know, I just wanted to spend some time in the mountains, you know, by the lake house and Solace, and, you know, it was a heavy weekend for me, you know, very, very emotional, a lot of soul searching. And I thought because of that, it would be the perfect time to bring on our guest. And we're going to let you guys know who our guest is in a few minutes. And hopefully I didn't bring the whole show down. So we have some role model. Is that cool? Are we going to keep the show down?
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, it's a serious topic. I know our listeners for the last few weeks, you know, have been hearing some very light and funny and flirty stuff. But as you just talked about, you know, taking some time to reflect on the loss of your loved ones and the things that you've done this weekend to memorialize them, I think it's important. And I actually would like to ask you to skip the role model romance, if that's okay, so that we can keep in the spirit of tonight's show. Cool? Cool.
Sure, that is cool with me.
Okay. So tonight we are talking about the loss of loved one, and this is real serious. You know, we talk about how to meet great people, how you break up with them, how you should communicate with them, or like the clip said, not communicate with them, how to have sex with them, all kinds of great things. But rarely do we take the time to talk about very serious matters like actually losing someone, and not in the sense of breaking up, but actual death. So I will let you, Vic, introduce our guest tonight, and we can jump right in it.
Well, our guest is the lovely, the talented, the soul. No, she's pretty good actually. The soulful Vonda Carlo Brown, and the reason why we're having her on this show, we're gonna do to connect her and Patrice. This is the widow, if I may say, of Patrice O'Neill. You know, she's carrying a flag. And hey, what's going on, Vonda Carlo? Can I call you
Vaughn?
How
are you? Thanks for saying all that sweet stuff about me. That was very nice.
That's just true, though. That's just true.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I am not shy of taking compliments. I used to be, but now I'm at a place in my life where I'm soaking it all up. So say it more.
That's
say it 10 times. Love it.
Yes. So,
and you know what?
We call you the lovely Vaughn.
Yeah, you call me the lovely Vaughn Diva, the lovely Vaughn, the lovely everything. Just put lovely.
As long as she's lovely, we're going to call her that.
As long as there's the word love in there, because, you know, I'm an advocate for it. And I want to say my condolences to you. I know it's not easy losing, you said parents or grandparents. I'm sorry I didn't catch
both.
Regardless. It's hard to lose a part of yourself in people, and it must have been very difficult to lose two of one. So my condolences to you, and I hope you're getting through that well. And I also heard you guys say you don't want, you know, to bring the mood of the show down, and I just want to be the one to say the mood should be up. It should always be up, because people don't leave. It's not about people leaving, but it's what they left within you. And I was blessed to be with a genius for 10 years that left me with so much. And, you know, I started at the beginning of his passing saying, you know, I was going to honor him and within my whole life, not just keeping his voice out there, but just in how I live my life from that point on. And I feel like, you know, I'll pat myself on the back. I feel like I have done and will continue to do a good job representing him, not just through his work, but through my life. And that's what I know he would want me to do. And I'm going to continue to do that with as much honor that I have in me. Y'all was late on the clap.
Yeah,
I don't like
that. You were late. That is our engineer, Olu. You feel free, even though it's Sunday, you feel free to curse Olu out whenever he's late on the claps.
Now, look here, lovely Dawn.
Don't be selling out.
That shit was deep.
Jasmine.
I think he was just stuck.
Y'all were sounding sad. I don't want a sad show. First of all, let's back up. Let me tell you what I went through just to make this phone call, okay?
Yes.
So, I'm in this city. Now, y'all know it's holiday time, which means everybody and their mama come from every angle of the earth to shop in New York City and be in Times Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a meeting at 4 o'clock with one of the best directors in the game, I must say. I'm talking to him about one of his projects, the Straight Bananas DVD. I'm going to be hosting that. And he's also going to be my new video for my song Penalty, which is a favorite of Jasmine.
Yes, it is.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But we have this meeting, we're talking, we're going over his, you know, the script for his stuff, the script for my stuff, we're chit-chatting and we're getting through it all, and I'm like, I gotta go, I have a phone in at 8 o'clock. So goofy me tries to hit up traffic to get back home in a quiet, nice environment to make this phone call to talk to you guys, and traffic is not moving, and my phone is at like less than 10% battery.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Alistair and was like, yo, help me. Do you got a car charger? I got to do this interview. Ran back to his car.
I'm on deck.
And he's on deck. He's here. And I'm like, please let me jack you for your time, your car charger and everything. Please don't leave the city. I promised this interview, and I'm about 10%, at this point, 7% battery gone, and I'm not going to be able to do it. So he kind of saved this interview. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you, Alice. Can we get a hand clap for Alice in the car charger?
Yeah,
can I get a hand clap?
Yes, you know. Can get a hand clap. When we do, you know, follow me on Twitter stuff later, I'm going to give you his too. He is an amazing director. He has a lot of great work out there. And we're going to be shooting my video, like I said, for Penalty in a couple of weeks. And I'm really excited about it. We're doing it short film style. And it's going to be crazy. And Jasmine, you inspire me with your love for this song.
I love the song. Hopefully we'll hear it tonight. I can't wait to see the video. So it's kind of funny because I met Vaughn, you know, I knew of her more so than I knew of her husband's work, because everyone knows, and you'll know too now, Vaughn, that I don't watch television unless for...
Or movies.
Or anything else that's supposedly entertaining.
Never.
So,
Vaughn, she never saw Boomerang, Vaughn. Boomerang, she never seen.
We're not doing that.
She what?
We're not doing that.
She never saw Boomerang.
I have seen Boomerang.
Jasmine, I will fight you with both fists if you never
seen
Boomerang.
Well, you
got
to come down to Florida to do that. So.
hey, I'm going to be in Miami soon, so get your boxing gloves on.
Okay, nothing. So, anyway.
In the mud.
I'm
put the mud back because, you know, sounds like
mud?
Something like that going.
Why you got to make it? that would be kind of cool, though.
But you have to understand, men will always turn it left because that's what they do. That's the creatures they are. And I love men. I respect men like you would not believe. And like I said, I was fortunate enough to be with a genius that taught me how to listen and be less entitled. And I embrace everything that men are, and hopefully, you know, I'll be the voice of reason for lots of women in the coming years to help our men be them. You know, we have to stop tearing them down. You know, we like them for what they are. Let's embrace what they are, even if it doesn't fit right with us a little bit. You know, Patrice taught me a lot about how to be a good woman. I wasn't in a relationship for 10 years with him for no reason, trust me. He was a genius at women and men-women relationships and domestic relationships and all the politics and stuff that he was into, sure. But I think that Patrice's reputation as a misogynistic male on the surface is what it is. But it's Patrice loved women. He just hated the power and the entitlement that came with a woman, and he really wanted to teach women how to love men. And I subscribe to all his philosophies. He was right. And you could debate it all day and night if you want to. You could pick a subject, and we could go head to head. He was right.
But he must have been on to something.
Now, Vaughn, is there a name for his philosophies?
What do you mean, name?
Like, you know, is there something that, like, Patrice's fun facts or Patricism? Like, what if you would have to call it one thing, have one adjective of Patrice's wisdom in regards to relationships, what would it be called?
You know what? That's a good question. It's almost too good of a question for me to just make up something on the spot.
Okay.
I'm going to have to marinate on that.
I made it up on the spot.
Twitter,
that's cool.
I do post a lot of Patrice O'Neill quotes up a lot for people. And I handle his account as well. I retweet, you know, Patrice O'Neill quotes to his followers and relevant Patrice O'Neill information to his Twitter at Big Mama Prods. People who want to follow me and what I do and Patrice O'Neill information, that's at Von DiCarlo on Twitter, but I keep his account separate just because, you know, I respect the fact that not everybody that's a fan of his is necessarily wanting to be a fan of mine, and that's fine. So I keep it separate. But I do post a lot of Patrice O'Neill quotes because he was a very quotable, intelligent person, and his comedy made people think. It was not knock, knock, who's there, quick joke. It was him sitting down and feeding you truth that will make you think and change your life and sometimes break up your relationship or make your relationship better. But he was more of a social commentator that had the ability to think on such a high level and also the ability to make it clear and simplistic for you and I to understand complex ideas. So that's a great question, but I can't just do it justice with like a quick.
That was a great answer, though.
It was, and I love the passion in which you talk about Patrice. I know that when I first met you, I didn't know. You never mentioned. You just talked about the passing of your husband, and you know it was devastating. It was your everything. How close you guys worked together, and that really stuck with me about how, you know, how much he taught you and gave you. And you opened up the show with saying that you were blessed to be left behind with so many things. So with that, I just want to know, what are some of those things that he taught you besides just being a good woman? But you've launched your, you know, I know that you were already doing music and like Vic said, you're very talented and soulful and you have a lot of projects going on. But what are some of the practical things that Patrice left behind that will be a part of your future forever?
Just in general, he taught me how to be not just a good woman, but a good person, a good soul. A lot of times we're so into ourselves as people, we take things personally, we get wrapped up into the society do's and don'ts. Patrice taught me essentially how to be honest, not just with the world, but with myself. You know, the cliche idea that the truth shall set you free was what I lived under for 10 years with him. He would not by any means allow me to lie to myself, let alone him or anyone else. You know, I come to the table with a lot of scars, emotionally and physically. And as an artist, you know, most artists are very sensitive people, and I am too. You know, I have a ton of insecurities, but Patrice helped me understand how to use those insecurities and to rise above them and to just go, hey, this is who I am. This is my level. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to grow to, but this is where I am. And accepting yourself for who you are as an artist, as a person, as a mother, as a friend, as a lover, as a wife, he pretty much taught me how to be a good soul. And a lot of people would not expect that because Patrice did have a vulgar way about him. He had a very rigid way about putting the truth in people's face, which I lived on a daily basis. You know, people come to a show and they get a taste of it, but I lived under it 24/7. And what that does is, as he would describe it, if you're sick, you need to take medicine, you know, Nike will taste like shit, but in the morning you might feel a little bit better. As a matter of fact, you will. And that's what truth is. That's what telling yourself the truth is. And he taught me how to do that. A lot of people don't know how to do that. So I carry that in my art. I carry that in my life as a mother, as a friend. I'm able to love better because of him. And love as a woman. I know how to love a man better. I know how to be a good wife. I know how to be a great friend. And we all have our shortcomings. You know, we all get insecure. We all, you know, we fall sometimes. But I know how, because of Patrice, how to say, hey, look, I fell. Let me show you what happens when I get back up, though. So that's what I'm trying to, how I'm trying to live my life overall in every aspect. That'll never die. That lives in me. That's how he lived, you know, and that's how he taught me to live.
It's amazing.
What? Now, Vaughn, a lot of our lady listeners, they always ask, you know, where can I find a good man? You know, where do you go to find a good man? So what we want to know is, where did you meet Patrice?
I met Patrice on a set of The 25th Hour, a Spike Lee movie. I was pretty much fresh off the boat, maybe a year into New York. I had did Fox's Temptation Island. And after Temptation Island, I moved to New York, you know, to start my acting career in the big city, you know, coming from a small town in Pennsylvania. And I had nothing, no knowledge of anything. I had never even been to a comedy show before, I don't think, at that point. And I, you know, early 20s, young, pretty girl on a set of a Spike Lee movie, in a voiceover session, and Patrice, you know, amongst the other actors that were there to do some post-production work. Now, here's the funny part. Patrice, he's told this story many times, so this may not be the first time people are hearing it, if they're familiar with Patrice and I, but when we first met, Patrice did not like me. He said I was an unlikable girl. He said I had pretty girl syndrome.
Pretty girl syndrome?
And pretty
wow.
girl syndrome.
That's real, huh?
He actually was kind of digging on one of the other girls on the set, and I was just kind of there. I wasn't trying to meet anybody. I was a young actress. I was grateful to be there because I didn't have my SAG card at the time. And that day on set, I had a day player part, so I got my SAG card that day. So I'm just psyched, you know. And my roommate at the time, who introduced me to the casting director, which got me on that set that day, you know, she was kind of friendly and talking to everybody, and I was kind of shy. I'm really introverted socially for the most part, which a lot of people are surprised about, but I'm very introverted. Not very talkative. I have to be very comfortable unless, you know, I'm in an interview is a different situation, but just in general, I could be very introverted. And that day I kind of was observing everything going on, and I'm just listening to this big dude just talk to people, and I'm like, wow, what is he talking about, you know? And he invited one of the girls who he was interested in and my roommate to his show that Friday, and he goes, you know, I'm doing a show at Caroline's, blah, 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 you guys come down. And I was just standing there like, you're not going to invite me? And he's like, I guess you could come and come with your roommate, but you got that pretty girl syndrome. And I'm like, damn, that's harsh. Who is this guy? You know, like, I got to listen to, you know, what he got to say. So we went to the show or whatever, and when I came in, he goes, oh, Von DiCarlo's here. And I was like, it was awkward because he was on stage. And I was like, excuse
me. Shit.
So after the show, I was like, you remember my name. I thought, you know, I was so unlikable. You know, I had the neck shaking, arrogant, pretty girl syndrome, like he said. And, you know, he pretty much at that point broke me down. And I was like, wow, nobody ever kind of talked to me like that before. And essentially how did he break me down was just by, like, putting the truth in my face, which was like, look, you're not the only pretty girl on planet Earth. You, what your problem is you don't have a friend. You never had a man as a friend because everybody wants to sleep with you. So they lie to you and they put you on this pedestal like you all that. But let me explain to you how you're not, because ain't nobody going to tell you the truth. So I'm going to do you a favor. I don't want to touch you. I want to be your friend, and I'm going to teach you what's wrong with you, and I'm going to fix you up, and I'm going to clean
wow.
your brain.
Got her.
And from that point on, we were friends. You know, I just kind of hung around. I just hung around, and I listened to everything he wanted to teach me. And, you know, I used to be a third wheel on his date. And I saw so many girls come and go. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I was kind of taking notes like, oh, okay, this is why he got rid of this one. This is why this one got to stick around. This is why she left. And I just kind of observed. You know, he let me into a world that most men don't let women into because they're too busy trying to sleep with us and tell us these fabricated lies. Patrice let me see the dirty, dirty, dirty side of men. And what it did for me is I grew such an appreciation for the honesty and the freedom that men have, especially sexually. I adore it. I adore men. And I adore the fact that he let me see that side, because if he didn't in the beginning, I don't know that I would have been able to have a successful relationship with him or anybody in my future. We kind of morphed into a relationship at some point. I remember, you know, the first time, you know, we kind of introduced each other as, oh, this is my boyfriend in the earlier times. Like, we kind of looked at each other like, that's weird, like, because we had been – you know, friends for a period of time, and we just kind of morphed together. So that's a long-winded way to get back to saying, I don't know how to tell women how to catch a man, sir, then be honest with yourself. Stop lying and stop trying to change him, because you like the things you don't like about him or the things that you do like about him if you really, really look at it. You like his swag. You like the fact that three other women is looking at him at the same time. Let him look back. So what? So what? Stop trying to change it and pump so that you dump him and move on to the next guy that's challenging for you. Stop being corny. Being corny. It's not him. It's you. It's you, the woman, who wants the relationship. It's not the dude. It's not.
These are some real powerful teachers, boy, I tell you.
They
good
are.
Teachers. What is this third wheel on a date? How does that play out? I'm very curious about this.
How does what play out?
The third wheel. How are you a third wheel on this date? You mean like physically in the back seat?
Well, okay, I'll give you an example, right? And again, this is early back in the day, right? Early back in the day. He would call me and go, hey, you starving-ass actress, I know you're hungry. I'm making some lobster, and he would, like, have this whole menu because he loved to cook. I'm making lobster, rice, broccoli. Like, I can't even, like, tell you. Like, he can cook his butt off. He would, like, a chef, and he would have this whole thing, and he would tell me what he's cooking. He's like, I got this chick coming over, and I'm making blah, blah, blah. You could come over and eat, but then you got to leave because I'm definitely trying to hit it. And I'm like, alright.
You were hungry.
I was hungry, but I was hungry for more than food. I was like,
right.
This is it's amazing. Like, he's really trying to show me something here. And it wasn't game, like he's trying to sleep with me and some chick. He really, and I remember the girl and from this particular situation, and they were eating, and, you know, I'm eating. At the time, he had a roommate, so it wasn't awkward. And but even if it was just me, him, and her, Patrice had a charm about him to make everything normal. Everything was normal in his world, even if it was awkward and weird, like, yo, how can somebody make this normal? But that's just how he was. He had a charm about him that you could not deny. And part of that charm was he would challenge you meaning a woman, and a dude, any man, too, that would challenge his philosophies, but specifically speaking about any situation that related to women, he would challenge you with logic. Now listen carefully, because this is the gold, Jasmine. I'm talking to you. This is the gold.
Both ears open.
Logic beats emotion every single time. And never underestimate how far ahead a man will think in terms of logic and reason versus our emotions. They're always 10 steps ahead of our emotions. Some men just get quiet and go, I don't want to deal with it, because they're defeated in a sense. Patrice was never defeated, and it was quite fun for him to challenge a woman's emotions. So if that chick was like, oh, why you got her here? Do you like her or something, blah, blah, blah? He would challenge her emotion with logic and go, okay, explain to me why this is wrong. Why is it not okay for another person to be here just because she has a vagina? Why is it? And why is jealousy a part of this situation? We're all just chilling. She's going to leave. I want to be with you at the end of the night. What's the problem? He would challenge you with logic, and 100% of the time, logic is going to win over your emotions. So women have to get their emotions in check. The gift that I got from Patrice, I'm still a woman. I'm emotional as hell. All of my womanly things come up. But the gift he gave me is that I know how to push them to the side, review my emotions with some rational thinking and some logic. And sometimes, you know, depending on what time of the month it is, the emotions might still win, but at least I have the knowledge and the opportunity to now think about it.
Right.
Most women don't. They go right in, this is how I feel, and they base their whole argument on that. And this is why men always win with this statement. Women always go, I don't know, but this is how I feel, blah, 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 I don't know. It's always, I don't know, sweetie, because you didn't think about it. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win.
I hope everyone is listening.
I'll get no clap for that.
Well, we have a man running the board, so that's from me. That's great. That makes sense. And you took the time to listen to a man telling you his tactic for working with you.
Yeah.
So I can see how you guys are very successful as a couple. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I hear your undertone, Jasmine. I hear your undertone. I ain't letting you get away with that.
No. I don't disagree.
It wasn't a tactic. It's every man. This is what it is. And this is why I subscribe to it. I'm not anti-woman. I am a woman. I'm pro-woman. Mm-hmm. I want us all to be able to look at the men that we love and go, all right, there are certain things about their species that we have to understand. We want them to understand us, so we have to take the opportunity to understand them. It's not Patrice. Patrice was so popular amongst men because he kind of boldly spoke for what they all kind of know amongst themselves as like their kind of guy code of how they are. That's why he resonated with men. As a woman, the reason why I dig so deep into that and get so excited about it is because if we want to have long-standing relationships with our men, if we want to get a good man, we have to be good to them. All of them, their good stuff and their bad stuff that we don't like or that makes us feel uncomfortable, because they got to be good to us with our bad stuff.
Right.
And
generally that comes
under.
that comes from a place of not understanding. When you say, you know, things that we're not comfortable with, a lot of times we're not comfortable because we don't understand it. I totally agree. I am subscribing to Patricism, for lack of a word for the philosophy at the moment. And just so you know, in the chat room, the ladies are clapping. They are. No, because the way that, I mean, the way that you explain it, you know, it makes good sense. And we do often need to hear from women how these things work, because like you said, some people may have listened to his jokes or listened to other men that are very honest about how they feel, how they approach different things, and they feel as though, you know, someone is trying to overpower them or take something away from them.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, and that's not necessarily the case. And then hearing from a woman who, like you said, you had to live with this every day, and hearing the results, not just on how it helped you in your relationship, but you as a woman in general. But a lot of the things that you said, from the honesty to speaking out of logic versus emotion, those are things that we should be using in every aspect. In business, no
Absolutely.
One wants to hear about your feelings at work. So, you know, no one wants
Absolutely.
To make a decision with someone who...
Hello?
Oh, I guess Jasmine got...
There?
I guess Jasmine got cut off real quick.
If I could pick up where she left off, I love that women can embrace what I'm saying. She hit it on the mark. Jasmine hit it on the mark. And when Patrice was here, when we used to talk about my perspective of his teachings, he used to always say, sweetie, you should write a book from your perspective about men for women, because they're
Please
not
do.
Always going to want to, you know, necessarily from my perspective, from a man's perspective. And just later in our relationship, when we were, you know, talking to women together, you know, we kind of learned that, you know, women are very drawn to me. So, like I said, some women would, like, kind of look at me like, what's wrong with you? But then there are some women that will go, okay, I can hear what he's saying through her better.
Right.
And I get that, because, you know, the good cop, bad cop thing, you know, that women look at men as the bad cop, women look at other women sometimes as the good cop. It's like, yeah, I am on your side, but he was too. But some women couldn't see he is a man. It's like, oh, you're just trying to figure out a way to sleep with more women. It's like, sure, what if that is true? So what? Let's dig into that. Let's see this man's answer of what that is.
So what? Now, on that note, while Jazz is away, I'm going to have Olu, our engineer, hopefully he woke up, play one of your tunes. So, Olu, take it away, if you're there, and Jazz.
Wait, which one is
I'm
playing?
Back.
I have no idea.
I'm back.
You don't never know what this nigga. We don't. We just have
to play
something.
I don't know what he's going to play either, but I will say Honest Righteousness, that was my first video I did. That song was written about Patrice, and when I let him hear the song, he just looked at me and was like, okay, I like it. And he goes, you're a stalker. And I was like, a stalker? Is that what you say to somebody that wrote a song about you? It's like, and Patrice goes, well, did you listen to your lyrics? So that was his take on that. And the next single is Penalty. And like I said, I'm about to shoot the video for that. Patrice and I both agreed when we listened to the whole album, Penalty was our favorite. And Jazz was favorite.
That is my favorite. So
it's
what is
mine too. I love that song.
What is Olu going to play? Yeah, I don't appreciate him putting me on mute and knocking me off my own show now.
Yeah, no, I
held it down for you, Jasmine. I said
Thank
I was going to jump this up and punch everybody in the face because I needed my baby Jay back on.
I'm back.
All right. Well,
take it away.
Now he's talking. You know,
we don't pay it, boy. They can drop the record, my man. You can shine on this shit.
Know your lane, your lane, your lane, your lane, your lane. Welcome to honest righteousness.
Music. That's so sweet of you guys.
Beautiful. Someone in the chat room says it does kind of sound like it came from the Fatal Attraction soundtrack.
Ah! Hey, don't be hating on me because I'm a stalker.
I didn't hear stalking. I heard passion. I heard
passionate,
you know,
love, Jasmine. Right?
Yeah.
Passionate love.
I told the dude he's just mad because it wasn't for him.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody's love for Patrice, though. And it's been a year. He passed away on November 29th. That's coming up. I hit a year mark with the stroke, because, you know, he had a stroke in October. And I spent, you know, all those weeks pretty much living in the hospital side by side with him the whole time. And it's hard but I don't want to. I want to stay positive. I want to stay happy. That's why I'm like, nah, let's lift the energy of the show up, because Patrice definitely loved me. And the way I know that is, and this is for women too, a man can say I love you 1,000 times, but a man that truly loves you, their intention is to make sure you're all right. And from the day I met Patrice, he had a desire to make sure I was all right in life. And that doesn't always mean money, women. That means their desire to make you happy in all aspects. And he did that for me, and I can't live the rest of my life without honoring him for that. He was a great man. To me, he had great intentions for his friends, his whole family, my daughter. He was a great stepfather, and just fans and people in general. He was a good person with great intention, and everything that he taught me, everything does happen for a reason. And I believe that, and if I'm the person to carry on the torch of his philosophies and his thoughts, then by all means, I am equipped with the strength to do that. And with the help of any and all of you, I want to give a thank you for the past support, the present support, the future support, because my intentions will always be honorable, and I can't thank everybody for that.
Well, we thank you for sharing this special time with us, you know, leading up to his anniversary, his death anniversary. I do want to ask you, how are you and your family going to memorialize this first anniversary coming up? Do you have any plans?
Honestly, Jasmine, I don't do the typical memorial stuff. You know, my love for God. Like people, not to get all religious or spiritual on people, but I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in God, and one of the things that I believe is that God is not as complex as people make him be. I believe God is very simplistic, and it's God is love. God is in your heart. And with that being said, Patrice is love. Patrice is in my heart. I memorialize him every day. He's part of my whole existence. I don't need a special day to say, you know, I miss you. I miss you every day, you know. And to be honest, a lot of that comes from Patrice. I'll go back to him. I didn't have birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, Valentine's Day gifts. He told me and taught me, every day is your birthday. Every day is Valentine's Day. Every day is Christmas. You don't need a special day to get a gift. Every special gift that I hold dear to me that I received from him, from the little things to the big things, I didn't get on any particular day. Random I love you days. So I don't do the whole I need a special day. Now, certainly a year approaches, holidays come around. Thanksgiving was a big day for us in our household. That was hard to get past. You know, I'm helping my daughter get through things, you know, as far as missing him and all of that. But I don't set aside special time for anything. If the feeling is there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. You know, my tears are sporadic at this point. There was a day it was every day, then it was every other day, then it was every week, then it was sporadic. You know, right now I'm at the point where my strength has surpassed my tears, and I'm understanding more my purpose. My purpose with him and for him, and my purpose for myself and my family and to everybody else. I feel such a strong responsibility. My overall goal in life is to be able to inspire people in general, men, women, everybody, to be who they are, scars and all. You know, there is no blueprint. You are the blueprint. You're an individual soul, and you're made perfectly from God. So be you. I don't have a rule to memorialize Patrice, but I do respect other people that do and that will.
That sounds good. Now, there. Speaking of which, we definitely want to give you an opportunity to talk about the different ways that we can continue to pass on his good work, his geniusness, and also, you know, support you in living out your dreams and in your legacy. I think it was such a wonderful time to have you on. One, because, I mean, there's a lot of great things that are going on project-wise for you and also the different things like Patrice's Better Than You fans and the release of Better Than You. And also just around the holiday time, I mean, this is really when we get closer to our families. We start reflecting on how things went, you know, last year, how things are going to go next year. We just got off of Thanksgiving. And it's just a really good time to think about the people that are around you and those that you haven't taken the time to say you love them or to give, you know, whatever that daily gift is. Sounds like you guys had the type of relationship where you didn't wait. You didn't wait to let each other know how you felt or to be honest with one another. And what a beautiful thing, because we don't know when our time is going to come or when we're going to part ways. So you were left without feeling like, was there anything left for him to say? It sounds like he gave you everything. And
I absolutely don't have any regrets. I knew what I had when I had it. I don't have the story like, oh, I wish I had. You're absolutely right, Jasmine. We lived every day exactly how you said. So I don't have those regrets. I do know that he knew I loved him. He and vice versa. So, I encourage people to not wait for any special day for that. And as far as helping me to keep his voice alive, absolutely. Mr. P, the album came out at the beginning of the year. It was very successful. I worked really hard in getting that out to people. And we just released some new bonus material, Better Than You. If you want to hear Patrice's thoughts on some of the things that we just talked about and even more, his views on some politics are just incredible. Mr. P is certainly a good start. There's a discount code I think we're using, Love for Patrice. If you buy the new track, Better Than You, off of his website, patriceoneal.com, you'll get $1 off. But the Better Than You track and the Mr. P album is available on iTunes and Amazon and everywhere as well. So definitely support that, and that definitely keeps his voice alive as far as his work, and as far as whatever I'm doing, I'm an individual artist. I was an artist before I met Patrice. I have many projects that I'm working on right now. Right now I'm doing I'm doing a GoFundMe.
What is this late caller? Hang on 1 second, Bomb. We gotta curse somebody out right quick.
Late ass caller. Always.
who is calling?
No.
Hello? Oh, who is this?
Hello. You hear me?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. This is Terry.
Hey Terry.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. I just want to say that thank you for sharing your love story. It sounds like it was a beautiful relationship, and I enjoyed his work. I was a fan. Unfortunately, I found out more about him after his death, but I really enjoyed his work. And around the time that he passed, I found out, my husband found out that he had diabetes. So it really came home to him that he needed to take care of himself and get his health in order. So, you know, he lost weight after that, but he, you know, that really encouraged him to get his health together. So God bless you and all your future endeavors.
Thank
I like
you.
The song. Good luck. And keep
Thank
doing
you.
What you do.
Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Mary.
Thank you for sharing that. And love him every day. I cannot tell you. I just miss being able to cuddle up under him in the bed. I mean, I miss just looking at him across the room at his computer while I'm in the bed waiting for him to get in the bed. You know, it's the little moments that you miss. So embrace him and kiss him a lot. Men are more sensitive than us, ladies. Believe it. They are way more sensitive than us.
Thank you. Okay, we got one last caller. No more at this, Olu. Caller, hurry up.
Hello.
Am I online?
Yes, you are.
You're on. Oh, pardon me. Yo, I've been waiting for like 20 minutes. Yo, one thing I want to say.
Calm down, love.
This is the way I am. I'm sorry, love. I just wanted to say I've been listening for the last few minutes, and I wanted to say that I am a fan of Mr. O'Neill. He was very funny, and I loved his small part that he had in Head of State. And I was sorry to hear him go when I had just bought the CD. Then they told me, somebody, you know, I heard on the radio, it's like, oh, he had passed away. And I was like, oh, man, I just got the CD. And that's just so crazy. But I wanted to also say that it's a testament of his greatness that this black woman on the line right now, she sounds so intelligent. She sounds very loving.
It is intelligent. It is lovely.
And I know I'm saying the caller, I think she's so intelligent and she is so lovely that it's a testament of his greatness that she's still carrying on his legacy. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, baby.
That's really
cool.
Thank you.
Okay, but one thing I also want. Can I get a 2 minutes to promo my joint?
Absolutely not.
This is C, who's going to be hosting our new show next week.
Go ahead, C.
Let's talk to Yvonne a couple more minutes. We'll come back to you.
Okay, no problem. Is it nice to speak to you?
Man. See,
hello?
Yes, we're here. So I just wanted you to please, in the last few minutes that we have left, can you tell the folks about how they can get to your Project Lasagna and also your Trash Talk?
Yes. Really quick. Right now I'm doing a GoFundMe campaign for my Project Lasagna. It's a one-woman show about love, loss, and hope, where I tell my story. And, yes, you know, Patrice had a huge impact on me, so there is some Patrice talk in there as well. But I also talk about the if you see the picture, if you go to my Twitter account or my website, VaughnDiCarloBrown.com, you will see the link for the GoFundMe project, and you can read up about it. I'm going in. I'm talking about scars and all. I got a scar across the lower belly. You'll see the picture of it, and there's a story behind the scar. We could get into it, you know, at another time, but we have to be honest about what we are. And I hope that this show will inspire people. I'm doing the GoFundMe project to raise money to do the project. It has a lot of incentives, so go check it out. It's advance tickets being sold for it. Well, not being sold. It's like it's a donation, but you're also getting you're getting something in return other than just the show. And I hope to be able to do it big and carry on what I want to do, which is inspire people. The other thing you mentioned is my comedy sports show. I love basketball. Do not sleep on the Knicks. We won again today.
Yeah.
Yes. So I do a comedy sports web show called Trash Talk, where we do real sports talk in the beginning. It's mostly basketball because that's my thing. And then we also do parodies and skits. I worked with Patrice for many years. We did a show called The Patrice O'Neill Show Coming Soon, which was a web series. It was mostly improv, and you know, I wanted to do this sports show, and I pitched it to him, and he was actually going to be my co-host once upon a time, but of course we never did it. So this is also, you know, one of my dream things that I didn't get to do with him that I'm still carrying on and doing, you know, myself. And I know this show is about how do you, you know, move on with after losing a loved one. And I can't say that I have my technique would work for everyone, but what I basically do is I drown myself in work and I try to make sure that everything that I'm doing will and can honor him, either by, you know, personally something that I wanted to do with him but I still feel like I should fulfill, you know, so that he's proud of me, or by directly, you know, working on his stuff. you know, I was very proud to get his work out there to everyone. So thank you, everybody, for all.
Thank you.
And thank you, Yvonne. And Yvonne, you know, we have a sports show, too, every Friday, so we got to get you called up for that, too.
For what?
We got a sports show every Friday, so we're going to have to give you a call for that, too.
Get me started. I will. Don't
we
got to
go. We
got to
go.
For a long time.
We will definitely have you back, Vaughn. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please go on to our site, her Twitter, our Twitter. Check out all the different projects she has going on. Come back Sunday, 8 p.m., The Emotion Picture. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, guys.
Oh, and Friday at 11 o'clock in my hot club. Good.
More on that soon.
Like you took the longest trip to the store. I think out the trash. As long as they hit the mall. Baby, hurry up and come on back.
Get on.